Blog Talk Radio.
Me too. Run to Daylight Fantasy Podcast. We are living our fantasy life. We invite you along for the ride. Well, I'm with the Mauler today. Mauler, how are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. And we're going to be building multiple lineups to attack the sharpshooter today. And the reason we're going to be doing that is that it's $100,000 for first place. And we just thought we would have fun with it rather than doing a $30 lineup or two $30 lineups that we would. The goal is to get 20 lineups. And basically what we're going to do, and we're going to have to move along quickly, is we're going to be using Fantasy Labs and their optimizer. And I'm going to have to take the Mauler through a couple of the ins and outs here as we go along. And then we're also, once we get the names in, we're going to also try and get, I've got three different projections from sites that I respect. And what we'll do is we will decide what number we want to have for each player that we're going to optimize, because it's important to do that, I think, instead of just trusting someone else's optimization. Don't you agree, Mauler?
Yeah, like we always say on the show, two brains are better than one. So in this instance, three optimizers are better than none.
Well, okay. And, well, you always say it on the show. I just nod. And and that's hold on a second. I got a new sound bite for us when I make a joke. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm dangerous now. Hold on. I said something. Although most people who listen to the show, that's not what they're going to be hearing. They're going to be hearing this, followed by dead air.
You're getting pretty good with the addition of sound bites and stuff. It's getting scary.
I need to get even better. I find that stuff definitely helps me as it relates to enjoying shows. You know, if they can make me laugh and give me information. I mean, there's a lot of great podcasts out there, but so they all sound the same. So I want to sound different. Go ahead.
You know something I saw yesterday, and we always joke about the snowflakes and the stuff for basketball. I did the NASCAR Daytona yesterday, and I put in three teams into the big one where you could win 100K. And I absolutely cracked up and loved it. When Dale Jr. crashed, the NASCAR was flipped over and on red, and I just cracked up, and I thought that was the greatest thing, even though he was on two of my three teams.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't follow NASCAR. I have used some free projections before, but I didn't. I was still licking my wounds a little bit about my PGA team this week. I only played one, and three guys didn't make the cut. So let's get started. Who are your point guards that you really like?
Well, of course, I have Curry head and shoulders above everybody else. It's supposed to be a close game in Atlanta tonight. I think it's one of the lower spreads that Golden State's had in a while. And to be honest, I really like Atlanta tonight. They're well coached. You know, they've been underperforming all year. So I think they're going to keep that game close. And that means Curry might actually play the fourth quarter tonight. So I like Curry. I like CP3. That game could be a blowout, but Phoenix does give up a lot of point to the guard position. And then down the middle tier, I like Isaiah Thomas and Ricky Rubio. My value play of the night is D'Angelo Russell. If he starts again at 4,500, I think he's a great play. And then a punt play that I like for 3,000 is Ronnie Price. I believe he started last game for Phoenix. Phoenix has come out and said that they're only going to play Archie at the two now. So I think Ronnie Price has a little bit of upside as a punt play at $3,000. So I'll pass it over to you and see what you think.
Well, I don't like Chris Paul today. I think that 17-point lead at home, 17-point favorites at home, I just don't trust him. Curry, yeah. I think Curry is okay. I think IT3 is okay. I think Rubio is okay. I really like the D'Angelo Russell play. And I really like the Ronnie Price play. I'm going to throw out a couple others. One is Lowry. Lowry has torched the Knicks when he's played them this year. I also really like Schrader or Teague. If the Hawks are going to stay in the game, one of them is going to have to be the guy to do it. And I think you have to do that matchup kind of how you would do an injury. So basically Teague left with an injury, but he's probable. So we kind of have to, I think when you put it in the optimizer, you have to pick one guy and then all the lineups that they end up in, you have to break up your ownership. So let's say, you know, we decide that we want Schrader or Schroeder or whatever his name is. And he ends up in 4-20 lineups. Well, we have to decide based on injuries, you know, how many of each of those guys that we want. They're not that far apart in salary. So one other name that I'll throw into the OK, two other names I'll throw into the OK file are Reggie Jackson and MCW. Because yeah. Bayless is out. So one thing's for sure, as we do this, I'm going to put in Ronnie Price because we agreed on him and we agreed on Curry enough to at least put him in. We agreed on IT3 enough to put him in. Oh, man, what did I just do? Why don't you talk for a minute about the ones that, you know, what you thought of what I said while I'm working on this?
Yeah, I think you had a great point with Paul in a possible blowout. And thing is, too, is he had a minor injury last game. So if they get up, you know, any sort of lead, they're going to try and get him a little bit of rest. So I say we switch Lowry in for where I had Paul, because like you said, he torches the Knicks. The Knicks, I mean, they really don't have a point guard. I mean, you know, they play Calderon, they play Galloway. They just signed our buddy Jimmer. So I think Lowry is, you know, a guy with good upside tonight. So I'd like to put him in where I had Paul. And, yeah, Schrader I absolutely love. He had over 50 fantasy points last game. Now, granted, it was a overtime game, I believe. But, you know, he's the type of guy where he's a starter in theory, but he's coming off the bench. So I think that was a great call on your part. To put him or Teague in there, because like you said, if Atlanta keeps the game close, those guys are going to have to score. And I heard a quote from Paul Millsap earlier today. You know, I always tease you about Lovie Millsap. Well, he's one of my top plays today. But he said, we're going to start guarding them, the three-pointers, as soon as they come out of the locker room today. So I just get the feeling that Atlanta's going to keep it close. Not sure if they win or not, but I think that game has great fantasy value for us.
All right, so the list of point guards I have are Price, Lowry, Curry, Russell, Schrader, and IT3. I'll put Rubio in there as well, although this is how you have to do it with Fantasy Labs. So Rubio's in, Clarkson's out, Isaiah's in, Curry's in, Lowry's in. We're going to take Teague. Hold on, I'm going to get Teague back here. I excluded him. All right, so Teague we're going to use because if we switch to Schrader, we're going to need the extra money. Russell, Reggie Jackson out, Price in. Oh, one other guy we're going to have to keep an eye on is if George Hill is out, I think Young becomes a almost a must play.
And if Wade's out,
I think we'd have to add some Dragic.
Yep, and I totally agree. I started with Dragic on my list, and then when I heard Wade went through shoot around today, I took him off. But I totally agree. I think the James Young will be kind of sneaky play too, because you know you kind of have to choose if you're going to go him or Ronnie Price. But the thing I like about if George Hill is out, I think that gives a huge boost to Monte and Paul George too. But in saying that, C.J. Miles isn't going to play tonight for Indiana either. He had a calf injury and said he heard a pop. So that's not good. So
never,
you know,
a good
if Hill's out for Indiana. Yeah, if Hill's out, Indiana, you know, you load up on those guys. So good call on Young.
All right. So I got to actually thank Brent, who is one of the guys I want to have on the pod. He's on the Daily Roto boards every day. He's really good at this. All right. So that's what we did. And so now what we have to do is the way that this optimizer works, if you don't limit some guys, it can get really wonky. So I don't want to put what's the most on Rubio out of, you know, in increments of 5%, what's the most percent you really would like of Ricky Rubio?
Well, if we have 20 lineups, I'd say 2-3 is good.
All right, I'm putting 10% then. Isaiah Thomas, I feel about the same, 10%.
Yeah, maybe up to 15 for him. I just think he's really hot lately.
I won't put anything for him then. Curry, I don't want to go crazy on Curry because of his salary. I'm going to limit him at 20%. How does that sound?
Yeah, and like you said, if you use Curry, you know, we're using up a lot of cap space, but you don't want to not have him at all because he does have that potential to get you, 65, 70 points on occasion.
All right. So we're not going to put any other caps on Lowry, Teague, Russell, or Price. We'll see what the app does. And then I'll take you through it as we do this. So we go into shooting guard, and I'll go first on shooting guard. You know that Chris Middleton's going to be on my list. Klay Thompson's on my list. Kyle Korver is on my list. I really like Kyle Korver. I've also got Turner on my list. So those are the guys that I like. I could also live with J.R. Smith. And do I have any value plays? Not really at shooting guard. So I think shooting guard is one of the harder positions tonight. What are your thoughts?
Well, I had Middleton as my number one as well. It's not going to be a good day when we both agree on Middleton, but no, I'm right there with you. I think that could be a close game. One of those games that might even go to overtime. I like Monte Ellis, especially if George Hill is out. I think he gets a huge boost. You mentioned Turner. I had him down, but I also have Bradley down from Boston. They're both very similar in the projections that I looked at. I like both of them. I had Jamal Crawford down. And the reason is if, you know, Paul gets a break, they let him run the point. You know, Pablo runs it a little bit, but I do like Crawford. And I think Zach LaVine against Boston could be a sneaky play. I'm not sure how many people would be on him. But, you know, when he starts at the two guard, which limits his, you know, assist and things like that. You know, he has more of an upside when he plays point guard. So that's the only thing that really worries me about LaVine, is he's kind of limited to his points and, you know, blocks and steals that he might get. But, yeah, I'm with you. Middleton, Ellis, Bradley, Turner were my top four, with a little bit of Crawford and LaVine sprinkled in. I do like Kyle Korver. He was on one of my original lineups. He's a guy that, like you said, if Atlanta stays in the game, he's going to have to score. And at, I think he's only about 4,200. You know, he could easily reach 5-6 times value.
All right. So I'm going to get rid of the guys that we both haven't talked about. I'm going to take LaVine out. I'm going to use a veto on LaVine simply because.
Absolutely.
Simply because Boston's good against guards, and, you know, he's so flighty anyway from game to game. I'm taking out all these guys.
Another thing is we have guys that we love at the same price point as LaVine, too. So that's just another reason. And like you said, you know, he's only going to get us some points. And it was just a guy that I thought might be a sneaky play that I'd mention. What do you think about OJ Mayo down there being sneaky?
You know, I almost mentioned him. Let me get him out of exclusion. We'll put him back in. All right. So Monta, I don't want Monta in more than 20%. And he's rated very highly in the ratings here. So do you think that's about right, or would you like to see him?
No, I mean, I don't mind 20%. If you want to put him down to 15, I don't mind either. I think, you know, it's going to be a tricky call if Hill's in. You know, if Hill's in, we want a lot less of him. But if Hill's
you're just going to have to trust me on some of these changes.
You
just have to send me some basic notes. So Avery Bradley I'll keep, but I'm only going to have 10. Middleton will let on go. Kobe I'm going to put in for max of 10. What do you think of J.R. Smith and Clay? I mean, do you want any exposure, or do you want me to take them out?
I don't mind Clay. I just think if we're going to spend that money, I think I'd rather have Middleton. But I don't mind Clay because he's, like I said, he's one of those guys that can go off for 40, 45 points in a blink of an eye.
I'll put him
so
for
10%. So I think, you know, we better have bit of him.
He won't be in, you know, more than probably two of the lineups. Kyle Korver is the guy I think I want about 30% of. What do you think of that?
Yeah, he's not going to be one of those guys that's going to go off and get us 30, 35 points. But like I said, he makes 5-6 times value, 25 to 30 DraftKings points, and we're looking pretty solid there at the 4,200 price point.
Yep, I want to put him down for 25%. And Evan Turner, I'm going to leave alone. Crawford, I put 10%, and Mayo, I put 10%. I don't want more of them just because their price point is good, and that's one thing you got to look out for on an optimizer. So small forward, we're over there, and you're going to go first.
I really like Tobias Harris. I'm a homer. I'm a Pistons fan, but I know Tolliver's out tonight. They're still holding on the Monte Yunus trade, so he's really – the only true, you know, four that the Pistons have. He's going to play 40 minutes tonight. I know they're playing Cleveland, but let's be honest, Kevin Love isn't a great defender. I think Love and Harris are going to kind of tear each other up. So I like Tobias Harris. I like Paul George, assuming George Hill's out. If George Hill's in, I don't like Paul George as much, but if he's out, I think at 8,400, he's got, you know, 50, 55 DraftKings point upside. I like the Greek Freak. I like Mello a little. And then I have Teletovic down with a sprinkle of Dang.
Yeah, and again, we're going to have to use, the difficult part on doing 20 lineups is you're just going to have to trust me to do some of these changes. All right, so I like Harris, but I think he's going to be high owned, so I want to put him in with a limit. George, same thing. I love Giannis. Believe it or not, I like him a lot more than Middleton today. I just love me some of Giannis. I think Melo with a little bit, put in a cap on him. Teletovich has been my guy. And out of all the Suns, as much as I would like to play Alex Len and some of the other Suns, I'm just so concerned about the blowout. But I think Teletubby might, with that salary, I think he can get enough done in three quarters, and he might play during blowout. He was playing the other day. And Deng is fine too. Let's see, is there anyone else that I have? The one other guy that I like is Crowder. What are your thoughts on Crowder?
Oh, Crowder's interesting because he has good upside, but there's times where Brad Stevens goes with Turner at the three over Crowder, and I know Crowder's been a little banged up, but he's a machine. He's not going to go out and score a ton of points, but he's a guy that can get you 10, 12 rebounds to go along with 15, 20 points, and that really adds up. So I don't mind Crowder at all, putting a little limit on him. And I think we both agree the thing with Dang is, if Wade's out, Dang becomes a good play. If Wade's playing, we pull back on him a little bit because the usage will go down.
All right, so Carmelo, I'm putting a 10% cap on. Same, I think George more like a 15% cap. What do you think of LeBron? I mean, he played some point guard. If Kyrie Irving's out, what do you think of a little bit of LeBron?
Yeah, I love LeBron. The Pistons stink against big guys. LeBron is a small and big guy. Like we both know he's still the best player on the planet. He's gotten over 50 DraftKings points, I think, the last three games. I don't have it right in front of me, but yeah, I love LeBron. And I don't mind the price point either. He's under 10,000 and he's averaging, over 50 DraftKings points the last few games. He's a triple double threat every night. Kyrie probably won't play, and like you said, he'll get a lot of time playing the point and handling the ball. So that's a good call on your part. I'm glad you.
All right. So the other guys that I've got for discussion before I delete them, Harrison Barnes at 5,000, Justice Winslow at 45, although, with Teletubby there, I'm going to take Justice out. And Deng, I limited to 15, Tobias 10, Crowder 10, LeBron 15, George 15, and Carmelo 10. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I would switch the Dang Tobias, put Dang down to 10 and maybe Tobias up to 15, but that's up to you. Like I said, I don't know, who's going to play
I'm
the
okay with
four.
that.
And Tobias could get in foul trouble,
Wait,
but
which one do you
I
want
just
15 on?
Tobias.
Okay, 10 on Dang. Do you want to go up to 15 on Carmelo?
I'd rather put that on LeBron. If we have extra, I'd put it on LeBron before I
Oh,
put
it's
it on
not even a
Melo.
matter of that. I'm not putting any cap on Giannis
Oh, good, good.
because if Giannis goes for 50, we're at the end, once we do this, we're gonna look at the lineups and we'll adjust. So, all right, so now we're going to power forward. I'll go first. This is the position that I've got the most people I love today. Georgie Dieng playing against a team that can't guard bigs, I love. Randall, I love. I really like Parker. Jabari's been getting sick minutes. I mean, if you're going to have a game stack with that Atlanta game, I think Draymond Green, I just love him today. Couple sneaky guys. Tristan Thompson has been getting sick minutes lately. And I mean, my boy Millsap, you have to consider. And then as far as value, check out the minutes that Bass has been getting and the production. He is, really very, very interesting. So those are my choices at forward position. What are your thoughts? And Kevin Love too.
Yeah, I have all those guys on my list except Draymond. I just think Draymond is too triple-double dependent. If he doesn't have a triple-double, then he's down in the 30-point range.
Would you mind 10% of him?
Oh, no, not at all, because we want that 10% if he does get his triple-double.
Exactly.
But then my list is pretty much the same. I don't have Bass. My value play was Humphreys. He's still very cheap, and he's been starting for Phoenix. You know, that game could be a blowout, but I'm guessing in a blowout he plays anyway, just because they're trying to get a feel, you know, if they want to keep him. They just got him in trade, so I think he'll get more minutes in garbage time.
Who was
time.
That again?
Humphreys, Chris Humphreys.
Right.
And
I
then
didn't.
My list was, this is how my list played out. It's pretty much every person you mentioned. I have Millsap, I have Love, I have Dieng, I have Parker, I have Randall, and I have Tristan Thompson.
All right, Humphreys I'll put in with 10% cap. Tristan Thompson, 10% cap. Bass, don't want more than, what, 15, 20?
I didn't have Bass on my list at all, but if you like Bass, you go ahead and put him down there because, look, you know, sometimes I miss
things.
In case
we need a lot, you know, I like having a low salary guy and then putting the max limit on him. All right, so that's that. Let's go to center. What do you have at center?
I only have four listed. I liked a couple other guys, but I just listed my top four. I got Karl Anthony Towns. The projections on the sites that I looked at were just astounding for what he could have tonight. I have Horford. I really, really like Horford. Bogut's going to be out and Golden State's going to play small. But Atlanta's one of those teams that won't go play small with them. They'll keep Horford in and just pound the ball to him, I think. So I like Horford. And then I like DeAndre Jordan with Alex Lynn as my value play if Chandler is out again. If Chandler's out again, I think Lynn plays in or out of a blowout because he's really the only true center.
All right. So, okay. So let me go through some of these names that we're not going to cover.
No, I kind of like Greg Monroe, too.
All right. So this guy wasn't on my list, but he's rated really high on Fantasy Labs is Ian Mahinmi. He's the highest rated guy. So I looked him up and last couple games, he scored 32 and 45 fantasy points and it got 32 and 35 minutes. Although I don't love the matchup, so I don't know that I would want him. We'll get your thoughts on him. Sullinger is rated very high, and I do kind of like him. DeAndre Jordan, again, I just find it almost impossible to like Clippers today in a game that I don't mind keeping him there with a limit. Horford, I like a lot. Monroe, I like a lot. Towns. I think when how do you not like him, but he's going to be highly owned. Robin Lopez, people will be chasing. I have a good feeling about him, but I think people will be chasing him, so it's not worth it. Len, again, I can keep him there. And then I've got two value plays. I've got Miles Plumlee, who's been starting, and for 3,400, he has been pretty consistent. Hold on a sec. In the last couple games, he scored, since he started, 18 and 22 minutes, 17 and 23 fantasy points. Not great, but again, a guy who can, you know, the optimizer needs some low price guys. If you put a limit on him, I like him. And then Mo Spates, who killed me the other day. Maurice Spates, I think, at 3,300. Atlanta's not good at guarding bigs. So I like a little bit of him. What are your thoughts on, first of all, Mahimi?
Yeah, I like Mahimi. He was a sneaky play that I missed that I think I'm glad you mentioned. I like him. And I saw what you saw with Sellinger, the optimizers on all the different sites like him. I can't hop on board with Sellinger personally, just for the fact that, you know, Brad Stevens goes with the hot hand. They are more guard oriented as far as scoring, and Sellinger is undersized. He's going to be facing a front line of Dang and Karl Anthony Towns, who both are 2, 3, 4 inches taller than him. But again, if you remember last week, I was yelling that the optimizers liked Elfrid Payton, and they were absolutely right. So
Why don't we leave him at 10, and I'll tell you why. Kelly Olynyk is out, and there's two bigs in the lineup, and there's just really no one else to play.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
You know, so we'll leave that at 10. We'll put 10 on Jordan, since I don't like him, but you do. We'll give him 10. Horford will leave open. Monroe, we both like, we'll leave him open. What are your thoughts on Miles Plumlee?
I don't mind Plumlee. Again, I like the value. Spates killed me like he killed you the other day. You know, Bogut's out, so you're assuming he's getting at least 20 minutes, and I think he plays 9. So it's just, I think it's too much of a risk to play Spates, but as soon as we say that, he probably plays 20, 25 minutes. But
in for 10%, simply because of the point that you made earlier, that Atlanta's the type that won't match and go small, which means even if Bogut is there, Spates is going to have to play. But I'll limit him to 10. Len, I'll limit to 10. And Towns will leave alone. And the one other guy that I think we have to at least consider is Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah. You know, he can have a clunker or he can go crazy like he did the other night. You know, he saw, I think he had 50, well over 50 the other night. But then in the previous couple games, you know, he's coming off the bench, so that kind of limits him as far as minutes. But it's just so odd that he's probably – I know he's their best big man, but Spoelstra won't start him. It's so odd to me, and I just can't get that situation. I think we do have to have a few lineups with him in, but, you know, it's really disappointing that Spoelstra isn't playing their best big consistently.
Yeah, well, if Wade's back, you know, and I kicked myself because I loved him the other night and didn't play him, and that's when you really get mad at yourself. I don't get mad at myself too often. You know, if I miss a guy, I miss a guy. But when you really like someone and then he's, you know, goes for 20 and 20 and you don't play him, I put him down for 15. So, all right, so now it's time to go to the optimizer and hit generate multiple lineups. The way I normally do it is I want to use at least 98% of the salary cap. I want to have only people who have 15 minutes projected or better. I don't care about the rating. I put a minimum rating of 10 because the whole point is if they don't like someone, that doesn't mean we won't. Actually, we forgot a step. All right, we've got to go back. All right, so we're going over to the point guard position. The first name on the list is Steph Curry. He's projected for 55 points on one site. He's projected 50 points on another. And on a third site, he's projected for 50. So we got two 50s and a 55. What do you think is the projection you want to use for Steph Curry?
I say we go about 52. Somewhere on the low side of the middle range there, since we have two 50s and a 55.
I hate to cut you off, but we're going to have to go through these quick or we'll never get through everyone. I agree.
Yep, no
it's
problem.
Done. Kyle Lowry, I've got a 41. I've got a 42. And I've got a 40. So 41?
Yeah, 41, 41 and a half, somewhere around there.
Okay. Isaiah Thomas, I have a 39.6. I've got a 38. And I've got a 35. I'm going to project him. Go ahead.
I have him on one of my optimizer sites as a 41.3. So I'm looking high 30s, you know, 38, 39, maybe even up to 40. What do you think?
38.5.
Sounds good.
Ricky Stupido, I have 31.7. I've got, 32.45. And I've got 25.62.
Oh, wow. Those are all low. I have him from my optimizer at 37. I guess that's probably why I had him ranked a little higher than you. Why don't we take the low end, maybe go 32, 33? What do you think?
More comfortable around 29.5, which is the high end of the three projections I'm looking at.
Okay.
Jeff Teague, 31. Teague, 35. Jeff Teague, 27. See, on this one, I'm okay with the 35 because, well, what do you think?
I got him at 31.1. So
that's exactly what I'm going to put him at, 31.1. D'Angelo
okay.
Russell, 20. It's funny, you know, I get a sense while we do this. I could be right, wrong, but someone's got to be entering it. D'Angelo Russell, 22.9. D'Angelo Russell, 22.18. And 25. I like him a little higher than 22. What do you think?
Yeah, I've got him at 28.6. And one thing, you know, about this optimizer that I'm looking at now is it's updated like it was last updated at 1:31. So they kind of update it throughout the day as news
yeah,
comes
mine,
out.
And, mine too. I'm going to put them at 25.
I like that.
Okay.
Right,
Ronnie Price, I've got 16.6, 12.85. And I don't see him on the third one. I like Price. I mean, I would be comfortable putting him higher than 16.6. I'd be more comfortable with him. I would put him around 18.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Even my optimizer seems a little low. I think I had him at a little over 13. But I agree. With the minutes he's playing, I'm comfortable like 17 and a half, 18.
All right. Hopefully he doesn't end up on too many lineups like that. All right. We're going to shooting guard, and Clay is 37.4. And I've got to switch these 34 and – so we got 37, 34, and 31.
I would I would use, you know, the middle to upper side. I've got him at 38.9. But again, you know, all mine are seem to be a little higher. So
35.9 I,
like,
I went with. Chris Middleton,
perfect.
I've got a 35, a 35, and I don't see him. And 35. It's unanimous.
I think 35 takes it.
Yeah, we've got different versions of 35, and I'm just going to leave it alone at 35. That's right. The one was exactly. All right, Monta Ellis, 32.3, 34.95. And 27. So I kind of like him in the middle around 31.
Oh, that's exactly where I have him. I got him at 30.6. So 31 sounds about spot on.
Kobe, 28. Kobe, 32. Kobe, 27. I'm more comfortable to the lower end on him.
I got a a little over 31, but I agree with you. I tend to look at the lower end. I think his minutes will be a little limited tonight, so I totally agree there.
Yep. All right. So Avery Bradley, I've got 27. Avery Bradley, 25. Avery Bradley, 26. So 26 right in the middle. You comfortable with that?
Yep, I got him a little higher, but, you know, as I said, all mine are a couple points higher. I think 26 is perfect. Just got word that the trade from the Pistons that involved Monte Yunus and Marcus Thornton has been voided due to health issues. So that just makes our Detroit players, you know, more valuable today because they're going to have to get more minutes.
Who was with that besides Monte Yunus?
Monte Yunus and Marcus Thornton were coming from Houston for Joel Anthony and a pick, but you know, Anthony won't be back to play tonight. Tolliver's out, so they're going to be playing.
All right,
you know,
so
a few guys.
Yep, I'm sorry to be rushing you, but we're running. 27 on Smith. I've got a 22, a 23. A 23, and a 23.
I said about 25. What do you think?
Fine. I thought 27 was too high. Jamal Crawford, 25, I think is way too high. I've
really?
Also got a 28, and I've got a 28 out of 7. So, well, we've got a lock on his percentage, so I'm okay at 25.6 then. You?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Evan Turner, I've got a 22. I've got a 27. And I've got 22, 27, and 23.
See, I like him a little more. The optimizer I'm at has him 29.2.
I'm going to put 26. I agree with you. I like him more than J.R. Smith, and I think if we want him to show up more than J.R. Smith, we need to make him 27. Kyle Korver, 21.8, 22.6, and why is it doing that? I hate you. That's why. And 21.
I would put him in at 22. That's where I have him. I think he should probably be above 22, but I guess, you know, we're
put him in at 22.5.
Yeah.
OJ Mayo, 16. 16. I'm not even going to look at the third one. I'm okay with 16. How about you?
Yeah, a lot of his points came off steals last game, and you can't predict that, so.
LeBron, I've got 48. I've got 46.5. And I've got, what is it doing? 49.
I like the upper end. I like the 49 just because he's been well over 50 average in the last five games in the Pistons. You know, they're not going to be great defensively today.
All right. So I agree. Carmelo, 45. Carmelo, 37. Carmelo, 38. So it's good that you do this sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
I can't afford. I don't have the time normally, but to do it with you, where do you like them? I like them closer to 40.
Yeah, I've got them at 45, but I agree. I think if you're setting the average, I like him closer down there, 40, 41, 42 range.
I'll put him 41. Paul George, I've got a 44, a 40, and a 36.
I'm right in the middle. I've got him a little over 38. So I'm good around the 38, 39 if you are.
I got him at 30. I'll put him in at 39.5. Giannis 37, Giannis 36, Giannis 35. So I like the high end there.
Yeah, me too. I've got him 33.8, but I still think that's a little low. I'm thinking maybe 36, 37. He's averaged 36 his last five. So
got 37 down for him. Jay Crowder, 28.7. Jay Crowder, 26.5. Jay Crowder, 27.
I would say, I mean, to the 28.7 is his exact average of the last five. I have him at exactly 30. So
let's leave him 28.7. All right. Toby Harris, 27.5. 25 and 27. So I'm okay with like 26.5.
Yeah,
27.
I've actually got him a tad over 30, just because, like I said, I know that he has to play more minutes because there's not another power forward. So I have him rated a little higher as far as projection.
I'll put him at 29 for the Mauler. Luol Deng, 23.8. Luol Deng, 25. Luol Deng, 25. How about 24 for Deng?
Yeah, I have him right at 25 as well, so that sounds perfect.
Harrison Barnes, 22.
And I have him at 22.
And 21, so we'll leave that alone. Mirza Teletubby, 18. Mirza Teletubby, 18 and a half.
Wow.
Mirza Teletubby, I can't even find him. I like him more than that. I'd put him 22. What do you think?
I think he even needs to be more than that. His last five, he's averaged 25 and a half. I have him at about 26. So
I put 24.
Yeah, I agree.
Power forward, Millsap, I've got 40. I've got 38. And I've got 38 and a half. So I like 38 for him.
39. I like Millsap. I like Millsap today like you like him. I've got him rated more just because I think they're going to keep the game close. He's at average 43 the last five, and I have him at a little over 43. So let's take the high end of your projections.
I'll go 40.
Sounds
Draymond,
good.
39.2, 39.93, and 40. I like him at a 40.
I do, too. I have him a couple points over 40. And, you know, I always try to calculate in the double-double and bonus. You know, I don't calculate triple-double bonuses, but I do try to calculate double-double bonuses.
37, 36, and 35 for Kevin Love.
I would go with the high-end Pistons stink against the big man. I mean, we saw Anthony Davis yesterday.
We'll leave that alone. Jabari, 29. Jabari, I don't see. 29, 25, 26.
I had him at 29. I'm comfortable with the high end. If you are, I'm not sure what your comfortability level is with him.
Yep, I'm going to leave him. Georgie Jang, 28.3, 30. And the high end here.
I have him projected at 37. He's averaged 36 the last five games, and that was with a stinker last game. So somewhere around 35, maybe?
Fine by me. Hold on. All right. Julius Randle, 28, 30, and 28 and a half. I think 29 is good.
That's perfect.
All right. Tristan Thompson, 24. Tristan Thompson, 24. I'm good at 24.
Yeah, I'm not much above that.
Humphreys 17, 15. I'm okay with 17.
Yeah, that's fine. Anywhere around there. He's not going to get much more than that. But
all right.
Know,
so we're moving to center. Well, Brandon Bass is 16. Brandon Bass is 16. And Brandon Bass is 16. Wow. Hasn't he been scoring more than that? I'll leave him. I'm going to raise him to a little bit. All right. Center, Carl Anthony Towns, 42. Carl Anthony Towns, 42. And Carl Anthony Towns, 40. Boy, that's kind of low for a guy with 9K that everyone's raving about. I'm okay leaving him at 42.
I think that's way too low. His last five, he's averaged 48. I have him closer to 50. So if we want to put him mid-40s, I think that, you know, gives
us... I did 45.
...where we need to be. Yep.
DeAndre Jordan, 37.6. 40. 36.
I'm good with, you know, 38, 37.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yep, I guess I'm leaving it at 37.6. Hassan, 36 at center. Hassan, 37. Hassan, 33.
That's spot on.
I like
the
37.
Is closer. Yeah, I think that's about as close as you can get for him. That's what I have him at.
Horford, 31.5. 35 and 31.
I like the 35.
I'm gonna go 33.8. Greg Monroe, 31.5, because I agree with you, it needed to be higher. Greg Monroe,
yeah.
36.5. Greg Monroe, 35.
See, that's what I don't like, is they have Monroe projected higher than Horford. I have them actually projected the same.
I'm going
to
make
them more because you saved a $600.
I'm going to make them 34.5, which is just slightly above Horford. But with the value savings, I think that's – I'm going to leave – I really want them to use them close to the same. Let's go 33.8 with both of them. Sullinger, 31 points. Sullinger, 27 points. And Sullinger, I can't find. So I think Sullinger, we need to go lower because you don't like him. I'm going to say the 27. How's that?
Yeah, I don't mind putting them up a little higher. Like I said, you know, we got to trust these optimizers a little bit. So,
right, I'll go 29. Mahimney, 28. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but we got to get through this.
Okay. 28,
absolutely. 21, and 24.45. I'm okay in the middle.
Yep, that's perfect.
Alex Len, 19, Alex Len, 21, Alex Len, 27. I'm more on like a 23 just because I'm so worried about the blowout.
I'm exactly on 23. That was my projection, 23.0.
Miles Plumlee, I'm not even going to look, 15, Spates, 12. I want them to be lower than just so that they don't show up too much. So we're ready to go to the optimizer, and we're going to go lineups, and we're going to go 98, and we're going to go 10, and we're going to go, you don't mind four players on the same team. Generate lineups. Let's see. This could take a while. Sometimes it does, especially with really interesting criteria like we have, and sometimes it'll spit out that it doesn't work. So any other thoughts more on the slate while we're looking at this?
No, I think we touched on everybody that we like. You know, we targeted the games that we thought would be high scoring and close. So I think we got a good mix in there. We just got to get the right mix.
Absolutely. So hopefully this will actually spit out lineups. If not, I'm going to have to take out some of these exposures, because that could be clogging the works. But what we'll do is we're just going to have to wait a minute or two and see if this does what we want it to. We could not build around your... All right, so I am going to go to all. I'm going to take the limit off of Curry and LeBron. I'm going to take the... keep Draymond on limit, keep Paul George. I'm going to take his limit off. I'm going to take... leave DeAndre Jordan, Whiteside. I'm going to take Dieng's off because we both liked him. Monta, I'm going to take his off. We both liked him. Ruby, I'm going to take his off. Toby, we're going to leave. Sullinger, we're going to leave. Crowder, we'll take it off. Kobe will leave. Bradley will leave. Crawford, we'll take him off. Mahimney will leave. Tristan will take off. Deng will take off. Alex Len, we're going to leave. Korver, we're going to take his limit off. Bass will leave. Humphreys will take off. Mayo will leave. Plumlee and Spites, we're going to take Spites off. Let's try this again. I knew the show could grind to a halt at this point.
Yeah, once you start depending on
right,
the
that
internal workings. Oh, good.
All right. So here's the exposures that we have. Giannis, 40%. Kevin Love. Now, if I get to a name that you think's way too high, tell me, and I'll make
okay.
a note of them, and then we can go through some of their lineups and see who else is on the lineup and tweak it down. Kevin
okay.
Love is at 40. That's a little high for me. Evan Turner, 40. That's a little high for me. Harrison Barnes, 40. That's a little high for me.
That's way high for me.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clear these lineups, and I'm going to go for 25 lineups. And then we're going to try wow, that worked quick. All right, so this is interesting that it wasn't the same guys. Let's go to 50 lineups and hit generate. That's going to slow it down, so we don't want to do that. We're going to go back. We'll just keep going. It doesn't shut off till I shut it off. All right. So Ronnie Price, 44%. That's a little high, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially
right.
since there's a lot of point guards that we like.
Teletubby, 40. I'm okay with that. Russell, 32. I'm okay with. Middleton, 32. Giannis, 32. Just yell if you get someone you don't like. I'll do the same. Korver, 32. LeBron, 32. Love, 28. Parker, 28. Towns, 24. Lowry, 24. Teague, 24. Millsap, 24. J.R. Smith, 20. Humphreys, 20. That's a little high for me.
Yep.
Brandon Bass, 20. Mahimney, 20. Mahimney's a little high. Sullinger, 16. That's a little high. Dieng, 16. Monta, 16. Clay, 16. Whiteside, 16. Len, 16. Carmelo, 16. Plumlee, 16. Curry, 16. Draymond, 16. Toby, 16. Randall, 12. I mean, the rest of these are okay.
Yeah.
So the big guys we have too many of is Price. So I'm going to go starting with our lowest priced. Get it?
Now, remember, right. We can throw Joe Young in for a couple of those prices, too.
Well, we're at 25 lineups, so let's go to the bottom. The lowest outputted lineup has Price and Korver, LeBron, Kevin Love, Mahimni. See, I'm good with killing that lineup.
Yep.
Because that
has
a few guys.
Upside to that one.
Well, and there's a few guys we didn't like there. I'm going to delete the next one that has 242, and that had Middleton and LeBron and Bass and Len and Clay and Mirza and Draymond. I actually kind of like that lineup.
That's a sneaky one.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one. Price, Middleton, Anthony, Bass, Towns, Lowry, Harris, and Mayo. That's kind of sneaky, too. Price, Middleton, Anthony, Millsap, Mahimni. I'm going to get rid of that one. All right, so the other guy, Humphrey. Let's see if there's any Humphrey. I got a Humphrey with – all right, that one's gone. I got a Humphrey. I got another Humphrey with Teague and Korver and Sullinger. We'll get rid of that one because there's a few guys we didn't like as much. And we'll get rid of that one. Oh, you guys, we didn't like. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. One more we got to kill. So I'm going to kill one more Humphreys.
No, don't kill it. That might be a good sign. Leave it at 21.
21. All right.
Yeah.
So save the lineups. Let's just double check that 21 saved. And then you and I will be talking.
Absolutely.
And this was a little bit longer pod than what we normally do. But I think it's good. I'm a little nervous with 38% D'Angelo Russell. But we can tweak. So here's the exposures. D'Angelo Russell, 38, Ronnie Price, 38, Lowry, 24, Teague, 19, Curry, 19, Thomas, 14, Rubio, 5, Chris Middleton, 29, Korver, 29. I mean, this is pretty good. This is right around what we wanted. The only thing is Mears is in 48. I'm going to send you this this page.
Yep.
So you can have a copy of the lineups and that you could have a copy of the exposures. Send me your thoughts back on email. Now it's saying 18. Oh, no. I don't know. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. No, we got 21. All right, I'm going to send this to you, and then we're going to have to do off the air some tweaking. Again, we knew this when we decided to do this, that it was going to run a little longer, it was going to be a little different, and that we wouldn't, it's not going to be as clean, but it's on its way to you. We'll talk some more, and I thank you, Mahler, for an excellent show. I think was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think switching it up once in a while, you know, just doing some different things. You know, a lot of people might not know about the optimizers, about going able to build, you know, multiple lineups based on your own projection. So, you know, we might be educating a few people too. So I always like that. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on again, and let's win.
Yep. I'm actually going to give you a call in a minute. We don't have to do this on the show. We can figure out, like, Teague's definitely playing. So we have to put Schrader in for some of our Teague lineups, and we'll do some tweaking once you just check your email, and we'll do some tweaking, and then I'll upload them. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. It was really good. And my hope is that you, me, and the Mauler get to see the bright side from the Killers, Mr. Brightside. Have a good day, everyone.